You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to ENN on this Monday, September 13th. I'd like to start off today, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Everybody's a clown show.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Call the Omega Moos.
You make some really good points, Don, about calling the Omega Moos.
Yep. They livened up the party, didn't they?
Wow. You know what? Today is... Wow, we didn't even mention this morning. What a bad job. Today's 25 years since Tupac died.
And you didn't mention it?
No.
Yeah, you got some show over there in the morning.
Wow, that's a bad job. Oh, and I'm sure my producer gave it to me. I'm sure there's no way he missed that.
Well, Can I also bring up another point?
Please.
You like Incarcerated Bob, right?
Oh, I think he's a great guy.
Right, so he DM'd me and said, tell those guys to shut up about the Viking pick. 73% of all bettors took it, and if they thought it was such a bad pick, why didn't they take the Bengals themselves? You're the microphone's yours.
I don't care how many bettors picked it because the betting public is generally stupid. And furthermore, I just wouldn't touch that game.
Why?
Because I see Minnesota Cincinnati week one, and I go, what the hell do I know?
I know a lot.
It's returning Joe Burrow. It's Kirk Cousins you talk about someone you don't know what you're going to get. Kirk Cousins is you don't know what you're going
to
get.
You'd like to have him right now, right? Rather than Taylor Heinicke.
No, I don't think I would. Again, I don't know what Taylor Heinicke's ceiling is yet. It may be nothing. He may be an absolute joke. But my indications in the three games I've watched him in are that he's not an absolute joke. I don't want to be super reactionary about yesterday, but my hunch is they will be a better team with a higher ceiling without Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But again, Incarcerated Bob went 1-2, and I'll defend him as well because he knows more than most of us.
But he's not ripping us for going. He said, why is Peter in particular ripping me for a pick that 73% of the country made?
Because you know what, Michael, give him a break. He's abused on a daily basis by our listeners. By management, and sometimes
by management,
he's got to get it out.
Well, I'm not abused by management.
Well, sometimes, not to your face.
Whoa!
But
no, Don. Don, again, listen. I'm going to help Don, even though he doesn't need help, because this is what happens to the abused. He doesn't know that he's so beaten down. He's still defending this man.
No, because I just want to keep us all together. I want to have a kumbaya moment. I was even going to mention that maybe the reason you forgot about Tupac's 25th anniversary of his passing is because on your debut show on Complex, you closed it out by saying that you did not have him in your top 10 MC hip hop rappers. Discuss.
How did you remember that?
I love you and I love Michael. And I want to just have a moment. If this weekend proved anything, is that we should appreciate each other. And if I'm a bad guy for doing that, then bring it on.
Wow. This is something.
Can I just say
one thing to respond, not to Michael, but to Bob? 71% of bettors took Minnesota. Okay, but we're tasked with choosing any three games.
I like that game. But why does that bother you?
Because just because 71% of bettors in that game happened to pick Minnesota doesn't mean that any sane, rational person would have picked that out of the three games we picked
as
in
I've
the
been
entire
trying
league.
To tell you two people, I am the everyman of the group. I'm Mr. 71%.
But that we don't have the stat on how many people chose that game versus choosing other games. We
but
just know
I like
chose.
That game. Why are you ripping me for it?
I'm gonna do something that needs to be done.
Move on.
Andrew, did you think that was a weird pick when you heard Michael say it on Friday?
I don't know. Not really. I was generally okay with it. I kind of want Don to keep listing all the people that abuse you on a daily basis, though. Interns, maybe your doorman.
Yeah. Bear.
You a doorman, Peter.
How do we know that Bear isn't barking obscenities?
Every time he does that.
The FCC knows.
No, listen, I the reason I'm hanging on the rim on Michael for this, and the reason I won't feel bad no matter how much kumbaya Don wants to do, because Don has the memory of an ant or Eli Manning.
Goldfish is, I think, what you're going for.
No. It's,
by the way.
He's complimenting my memory.
No, I wasn't.
No, he's not.
No, why wouldn't you? I just remembered something that had nothing to do with me.
That's a great point.
Like 5 years ago?
No, that's true. But you're intentionally forgetting Friday. This man hangs on the rim after getting one game right. He did
you know what?
It all day. He played the best all day long.
It's right before the Monday night game, and I'm still simply the best. Now, if you win today, then you're in first place.
Oh,
but if you don't win today, I'm going to play that six times tomorrow.
Well, if get it ready, Anthony, because if the Raiders cover tonight, I am celebrating tomorrow.
Good
and
for
that's
you.
The only thing I'm pointing out, Don.
You need a stepladder to hang on the rim?
Is that on Friday when he made his picks, I said, those are two of the worst picks I've ever heard.
And you've said that when I go 3-0. You don't know what you're talking
but
about.
But guess what?
Why don't you just do ENN?
You didn't go 3-0, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
And
what'd
God,
you
Tennessee
go?
Was never even in the game.
How close did your pick come out? How'd the Packers do? Your three-pointer.
It didn't do great.
It's all right, okay. But he can still win tonight and be up.
That's right. I can still
two
beat
points
you.
On,
that's the difference.
On you and 2.5 on me.
Yeah, but I don't see that happening.
I just,
you know what? Let's just agree to hear from C.J. Mosley. He spoke in the postgame yesterday on Zach Wilson's debut performance.
Number two is going to win a lot of games for us. It takes a lot to sit in the pocket and have all the pressure and all the looks that he was getting from what I saw. And for him sitting there and make some big-time throws to try to get us back in that game, a lot of respect for him. But, you know, this is going to be some growing pains. Like I said, going to be some growing pains on the offense side as well. And for him to, you know, stick in the pocket, make those plays, you know, take those licks that he did on that first big game. You know, a lot of respect for him. So we're going to protect as much as we can. But, you know, he's going to make some plays when he needs to. But, you know, a lot of kudos for him staying in the pocket making plays.
Here's Sam Darnold post game. He was asked what he said to Zach Wilson.
And I just told him, hang in there. I mean, I told him he's a really good player. You just got to, you know, take it 1 week at a time. That's the biggest thing that I told him. And, again, as a rookie, it's, you know, you have a lot of things flying at you in terms of offense and trying to dictate, you know, certain coverages and pressures that teams will bring. So there's a lot for him right now. And, you know, again, he's just got to take it 1 week at a time.
He really said, hey, let me tell you something, Zach, about New York. It sucks, man. It just sucks. Trust me, sucks.
There might have been a time, I don't know if you saw it in the pregame, where they're talking to each other, and all of a sudden they both with this guffaw, and they both like high-fived each other. And I investigated what was that moment where it just all seemed to crystallize. One of Sam's suggestions was, when you go on the K show, you try to do, and he's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm not going on. And
like, flush.
Like, yeah. Great job.
But we know what Zach was going to say. I used to play a little game with my buddies where I would go on the K show. I'd just try to say the word. We would say, they'd say, I bet you can't say the word sucks 11 right. times. And I'd be like, watch this.
It's like when he would say sucks, you know what that was? That was taking a sandwich with like no meat on it and just like throwing a bunch of hot sauce on. As if I say that word enough, it'll seem like this is a spicy interview, but I'm giving you nothing.
Yeah, it's still bread. It's just bread and cheese.
It's not even cheese.
But I was happy for Sam. I know he wasn't. I know he wasn't Joe Montana yesterday. But guess what? He was pretty good, and he got a win.
He wasn't Hannah Montana. Would you stop blowing him up? He's not. Wasn't that great?
But well,
he kept missing throws.
No. You're both wrong. Okay.
He kept missing.
He wasn't great, but don't sit there and go. No, listen. He did his job. He won a game. He threw for over like 270 yards in the first half. I mean, it was nice. It wasn't over the top, but it wasn't like the Hanna-Barbera thing or whatever you said.
That's, Hannah Montana. Hanna-Barbera.
Well, did I?
I'd rather I'll die on the Hanna-Barbera hill.
But you won't on Hannah Montana. How's it working out for Miley Cyrus?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't. What? She's making a lot of money. I don't know if she's a happy person. I have no idea.
She seems very happy.
But the Hanna-Barbera, they both lived into their 90s and made quality cartoons,
including the Flintstones.
See?
But by the way, Michael just jumped me. All I said was, I was happy for the guy.
Yeah, but even at the beginning of the show, you're blowing him up how great he was. Wasn't that great? He was okay.
I never,
as Don said, he was okay.
I never said he was great.
But
how many times as a Jet did he go 24 of 35 for over 250 yards, a touchdown and no picks? And a win. Well, guys, he only won, what, 8 games as a Jet? That's all I said. Okay? God. Let's hear from Joe Judge.
You two.
There's something going on here. Let's hear from Joe Judge.
It won't be going on much longer. Don't worry.
Always that's always the.
It's such a nice relationship.
It's always the hand grenade he throws into the mall.
Oh, it's so great. Hey,
everything's a clown show.
Hey, honey, how do you like the chicken? Oh, it's a bit cold. You know what? Well, you can leave if you want. That's how Michael handles things. The smallest thing. You know what? Take a walk. How about I never come home? Here's Joe Judge. He was asked about fans leaving early yesterday.
Look, we got to earn the fans' respect, point blank. These people come out here, they spend their hard-earned money, they sit in the seats, they cheer for us, all right? They give us, you know, energy within the seats. We have to give them something to cheer about. It's not their job to show up and cheer just to cheer, okay? That's not their job. Their job is to be entertained. They buy a ticket, that means they buy the right to cheer, boo, stay, leave, whatever they want to do. We got to give them something to stay for. We have to give them something to cheer for. That's on us as a team. We got to do a better job for that. I appreciate the fans, what they did. I look forward to seeing them in a few weeks. And, look, our focus is to make sure next time they come, they see a better product and they stay full 60 minutes to watch it.
Why is
Great
this
answer.
A thing, Don?
I
Why
don't
is it
know.
A thing? Why
Still a good
it?
Answer, though.
I mean, throughout the lifetime of when the Giants have been playing in Giant Stadium and joined by the Jets, if the game is not competitive, you get out of there because it's hell to get out of that parking lot.
You know what? I don't know whether this is something that Sterling Shepard said out of nowhere, and so everybody started to follow up on it, or whether he was asked the question about the fans leaving early. Because Shepard said, yeah, it's been something I've noticed for a while now, when you're not supposed to worry about it, but I do look at the fans all exiting. But if he was asked about it, dude, go find something else to do for a living. Please ask football questions instead of stupid stuff like that, trying to stir the pot. But the fact that you're asking Judge, what do you expect fans to do? A lot of these people, matter of fact, all of them are paying PSLs, all right? And not all of them live in East Rutherford. They're coming from Long Island. They're coming from South Jersey.
Connecticut.
Connecticut, they've got a long ride. You know, it's impossible to get out of that stadium because it's one of the worst stadiums in the NFL. It's almost impossible to get out of that building because of the infrastructure was built back when, 100 years ago when they threw the stadium together. So if somebody sees the product that they're seeing, a team that's been 11-30 in their last 41 home games, and there's a touchdown that basically clinches the game, and you're a bad fan for walking out of there early? Come on, and it's a thing that you're asking Joe Judge about? God, it's ridiculous,
Peter,
the stuff.
I have a developing story, if you will let me report.
Please.
Well, we told you Clay Helton fired after 2 games at USC. Now, Reddit College Football, which is a blue checkmark site, okay. The official account for college football, the home of college football on Reddit. They're reporting, a source says, Urban Meyer considering resigning as head coach of the Jaguars, saying his heart's just not in it. And a lot of people in the business are saying, it's interesting that USC would make this move now. They must know something. I will tell you what. I don't know how that guy would look himself in the mirror if he quit after 1 game. That's worse than Lou Holtz after 13 games. You made this guy in Jacksonville hire you. Everything you wanted, he got you. And you're going to leave after 1 game because your heart's not in it?
I'm being told this may be a joke.
No, it's not. Who's saying that?
I can't tell you. Can I see the tweet? It's Reddit what?
Reddit CFB.
Reddit CFB.
Well, if you listen to his comments after the game, he was talking about, I still believe in our coaching. I still believe what we're doing here. It's one game. You're already going there? And then it's followed up with this story? God. That'd be a mess.
Oh, it would be an unbelievable mess.
No, that's not a joke.
It's not a joke, right? And Michael Lombardi, who's really locked in, he tweets out, interesting to hear the comments from folks in Columbus that I trust tell me that Meyer might love going back to college. The timing of this move for USC tells me there's something brewing. Not sure what, but something.
Yeah, let's, you know what we should do, guys, briefly? Let's use this as an opportunity to look around the league at some things that happened yesterday.
Because, all right, let's do that.
Obviously, the game that we're talking about right now was, it ended up being 37-21. But it felt like a bigger blowout than that. But I just think people did not have expectations that Houston would come out of the gate moving the ball the way they did. And Tyrod Taylor and the Houston Texans basically dominated the Jaguars. Now,
people forget that Tyrod Taylor is not a bad player.
He was 21-33, 291, two touchdowns.
And they have a very good backup quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence, 28-51, 332, three touchdowns, three picks.
Did you see the stat, Peter? The first game, regular season game he's ever lost in his life. He won every regular season high school game, every regular season college game. Only time he lost was in the playoffs.
Wow.
Also, did you see a look at him walking into the stadium? I have like a 16.5, 17 neck. His neck must be 19 inches. It almost looks like a horse. Just an observation.
Another tweet on the Reddit CFB page from about an hour ago said, Urban Meyer about to announce a move to L.A. to treat health issues. So, not sure what that means. But a lot going on with Urban Meyer.
Well, if it's a health issue, then that's a different story. But if it's just I want to get out of here and then go to USC.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know who we should give some credit to? Andrew Gundling. He's got to be feeling good today, am I right?
Because of the Eagles, I am. It was
That's
great.
Right.
Great game yesterday. I love this guy.
But give credit, what did he throw a touchdown?
Do you know what he admitted to me yesterday, Peter? You'll love this. He texted me, he said, I just want you to know from the first quarter on I was naked.
Is that true?
The whole thing. From the Devontae Smith touchdown on, nude.
All right. Wow. And he loved you. What's happening that you feel like I got to disrobe? Because nobody loves sports more than I do. My entire life has been spent pacing, rocking back and forth, living and dying with my teams. Not once, not for one scintilla of a second. And most of the games I watch completely alone, did I ever feel like I had to drop my pants and take clothes off. Ever. Not even close.
Well, you're different now.
Peter?
I've never felt the urge, but I don't judge Andrew for this. I mean, his quarterback threw three touchdowns.
Great.
His rookie wide receiver looked great. They dominated. Now, listen, I told Andrew before, we may find out the Atlanta Falcons are the worst team in football, but regardless, that doesn't change the fact that the Eagles dominated. They are in first place. Should feel very good about that, Andrew. I'm very happy for you.
Nudity's the best way to enjoy a big game.
All right, so explain. Give me some detail. What can you now enjoy more naked than fully clothed? Does the buffalo wing taste better?
Intimacy.
Intimacy with what?
Well, you said, is this a broad question, what you can enjoy without clothes?
No, this is a question specific to the sporting
event.
You're
free. You're just free. The air is pressing against all parts of your body. You feel alive. It's like the sound of music come to life.
Listen, they danced on that hill. Now, granted, it was a Disney movie, but they danced on that hill, and they didn't disrobe. They danced. So go dance.
Why are you so against being nude?
Because I can give the specific reason why. But I'd lose my job. I think you're hinting towards something that I think is borderline disrespectful to the sport.
I don't think it is. Andrew enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very freeing.
Thank you. See, you said it better than I could.
This just in, Russell Wilson is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
18-23, 254, 4 touchdowns, no pick, rating of 152.
Dangerous.
Dangerous, AO Seattle.
Hey, he's awkward as hell, but he's a heck of a football player.
Oh, he's an absolute game changer.
Good-looking guy, too.
And, I mean, the Packers were just disgusting. And I got to tell you.
Hey, Seattle.
Aaron Rodgers not only has, like, a Don haircut sort of thing going on.
He looks bad. I'm sorry.
But he looks like.
He hasn't slept in weeks.
He looks messy and terrible. And then he wore, like, a fake kind of do-rag adjacent thing over his mom cut. It was, in a word,
disturbing.
Extremely troubling.
Yeah, there's a shot of him from the press con. He looks like he's 90.
Well, I'm surprised, Michael. I know we've been busy today. I'm surprised you haven't taken a moment to really kind of rub it in the face of Rodgers. To have the sort of offseason he had, make the sort of statement he's made in general, and then lay the worst egg of your career?
You
guys, that was embarrassing.
I'm not that guy.
Oh, you are so that guy. You keep track of everything. I'm surprised you didn't say that if you were the Packers GM, you would be on like a secret Twitter account destroying the guy. I mean, Don, that was to be that way all off season and be as bad as he was yesterday. Did you see some of his picks? He was disgusting yesterday.
How did Ballard handle it?
He kept it together.
Man.
Kept his clothes
on.
A lot
to keep together.
15 of 28, 133 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks. A QBR of 13.5 and a passer rating of 36.8.
Yeah.
So his QBR was just 13 more than yours, Peter, and you didn't play.
If you were betting whether or not Jameis Winston's QBR would be 80 points higher and his passing rating 100 points higher, you would have won that bet.
How's Ballard Wallard? Is he feeling badly today?
He doesn't feel great.
It is very unlike Michael to let this lie.
Yeah, I thought this was so up your alley.
No, like, I'm not that guy.
This
I'm
guy's
changing.
Done segments on the hat that Cam Newton or Tom Brady wore in a press conference. This is a guy that acted like a tool during the offseason and was the worst quarterback of anyone on week one, and you let it slide?
No, not only that, he was a tool in the offseason. He constantly acted as if everyone lied, everything was made up, everyone did him wrong. He was holier than thou the entire offseason, Don. Then he shows up with the most D-nozzle worst haircut of all time. And lays an out. I just thought Michael would relish in it, but maybe he's
well,
changed.
I mean, we have had a lot to do today.
We have. Here's Rex Ryan. He was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg. I got to tell you guys, I don't know with the amount of change we have around the station, I can't just get these initials. I don't know. It could
That's
be Keyshawn.
That's not initials. DiPietro and Rothenberg are names.
That's it.
But it says DNR.
Well, that's just laziness.
Well, what else could it be?
Honestly, Deshaun and R. Will.
Disassociate
I don't know.
And resuscitate.
You guys remember how small the screens are, right?
Yeah.
It used to
say, write DiPietro and Rothenberg all the way out?
How about DP, DIPI, and Roth?
Going
what
forward,
other
that's,
show
going
on
forward,
the station
I'll do
comes
that
close to DNR?
But it used to say, up until a week and a half ago, DCR.
It means but don't what if, resuscitate.
What if a DCR minus C equals DR? then I'd get it. All right, here's Rex Ryan on with DiPietro and Rothenberg talking about Joe Judge.
Joe has to be himself. And if this is his personality, then that's how, who he has to be. And, you know, I kind of make fun of it a little bit. But you know what? If that's who he is, then he can't change because those players will see right through it. And that's what you worry a little bit about, that, man, oh, man, we're beating a dead horse all the time. Are we getting any better? You know, when you look at it, like, they almost celebrated last year by winning six games. And that, to me, is crazy. You know, you win six games, you generally get fired. And everybody was talking about how, oh, boy, they got it going. I'm not so sure.
Hey, he's not wrong. And Michael and I kind of bought into it, too, where he was like, we believed in this season that was a 6-10 year that he still was a great coach and did some great things. But maybe that was just because it was such a bad season that he kind of shone through. But I can remember, I don't think he coached a great game on that Sunday night in Cleveland or against Cleveland at home. You know, six wins is still six wins. You got to start winning. I forget about how he sounds in a press conference or how much the players love him and different things that he does that we appreciate and love.
And
coaches are judged by how much they win and lose.
And how it looks, too. I mean, the play calling has just not been good. And whether it's him or it's Jason Garrett, regardless, they need this. They don't look like a well-coached football team. Guys, coming up shortly. Actually, I'm going to do it. Can I do it right now? I'd like to give you guys my final U.S. Open update. You ready for it? This tennis update is brought to you by Squarespace, the website building an e-commerce platform designed to grow your dream business. And as you know by this point, Emma Raducanu won for the women. She is a new star in tennis people are very excited about. And Novak Djokovic just got absolutely slaughtered by Medvedev yesterday.
Can I say he was Novak Djokovic?
Oh, but for this special final U.S. Open update, I think we should take a look back at some of the brilliant broadcasting and name pronunciation that I've done throughout the U.S. Open.
We go to Peter because he has a U.S. Open update, Ooh. Which is always fun.
I love it.
Felix Auger-Aliassime against Carlos Alcaraz. That's 9 p.m. At Arthur Ashe.
Gonna need that name again.
I got it. Elena Svitolina. I'm good on the men's side today, okay? Okay. 9 o'clock tonight.
Is it 9 o'clock or clock? What is it?
Emma Raducanu. I literally...
Giving him this, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Great job.
It was a really memorable U.S. Open. I love sharing with all of you, and that will do it for ENN on this Monday, September 13th. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Great job.
Amazing. Really good. All right, we'll take some phone calls. We also have the big fella today, 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you. It's a radio vehicle today on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.